Nadia Shamsuddin. I'm so glad you're with us this morning. I have a very special guest with me today. He's a good friend, George Verwer, the international director, former international director and founder of Operation Mobilization. OM serves internationally in Christian missions. They have two cruise ships that travel around the world administering medical care and other humanitarian aid. And George is the author of several books, one of which is called Out of the Comfort Zone. And George is a big mobilizer. He speaks at a lot of huge crowds all over the world. He's considered the elder statesman of missions, and he's gets about 20,000 people in some of his rallies. He was just at one in Canada where he spoke to a lot of young people who responded to the call to work in short-term and long-term missions. And I want to welcome George to the program. George, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. We're so glad to have you here. Now, I want to tell my listeners you live in London, but right now you're in Idaho.
Yes, this is where my older son and his family live, and we get here once in a while.
Did you get a lot of snow?
We did get snow, and then in the afternoon it starts to melt, and then it comes back again.
Yeah. Well, George, I told my listeners a little bit about you, and first thing I want to say is congratulations. Today is a special day for you, 48 years of marriage.
Yes, amazing.
You want to give us some insight and what's made it last that long?
Well, I think it's an amazing story. I had so much complexity as a teenager in the whole girl thing that after my conversion to Christ and a few complex further romances, I decided to go cold turkey, no more dating. And that's when I went to Mexico and this thing got started without us realizing what God was doing. Well, when I left university and transferred to Moody Bible Institute, I went up to rent this film, and I saw this beautiful girl sitting at the desk, so I broke my cold turkey fast, moved immediately in on the target, and for me it was love at first sight. For her it was fright at first sight. We're so very, very different, but eventually God put us together, and here we are, 48 years of tremendous marriage. We've lived in Europe almost all this time, never got back even for our first furlough, but God has been good.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you guys at OM just celebrated your 50th anniversary. Tell us a little bit how you got started and how it grew.
Well, it all goes back to a lady praying for me. I wasn't a Christian. My grandfather was an atheist. My other grandfather was a drunk. Already at 15 and 16, I was just outside New York City, headed in the wrong direction. This lady prayed for me, sent me a gospel through the mail. That led me to a Billy Graham one-night meeting in New York City that just blew my socks off. That's where I was converted. I went back to my high school, started sharing. Many, many came to Christ in my high school, which is what that lady was praying for. And then it was 50 years ago this past summer that three of us, just having read about Mexico and realizing millions there never even had a chance. They never even had a tract or a gospel. And I had been learning Spanish in high school, so we headed for Mexico, little knowing what God planned. We were just going one step at a time.
So it started in Mexico and it went from there. Well, we're going to take our first break right now. Stay with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking with George Verwer, the founder of Operation Mobilization. And George, you were telling us before the break that your first trip was into Mexico. And tell us about what happened when you went to the USSR.
Well, that's a big part of our history because our work was very tiny. We were still students. Andrina and I got married. And we headed for Spain. Our vision was quite narrow. Communist countries, closed countries, and Muslim countries. And it was called Send the Light, the name we registered 50 years ago this year, actually. In Spain, I was studying Russian because I wanted to do something in the communist countries. And it was through smuggling scripture material into the Soviet Union that things changed, because I made some stupid mistakes, got caught by the KGB, accused of being an American spy, big nationwide publicity. Then they decided I was a religious fanatic, imagine that, and sent me packing, you know, police escort back to Austria. It was there in a day of prayer, sort of trying to contemplate what God was saying, that he gave me a newer vision. That he wanted to mobilize his church. He wanted to do something, his church in Europe. More and more I've been reading about Europe because that's where I was living. And I realized the potential of the church in Europe. This was not that long after the war. And so I was in this day of prayer. God gave me this name, Operation Mobilization. The vision, mobilize the church and let the church and the young people from the churches spill over into the communist countries. Europeans would have easier access in any case, especially in the Soviet Union at the time. So within the next 2 years, just in answer to prayer, things exploded. The first summer we had 200 people. The next summer we had 2,000. That led, as we had 125 vehicles crisscrossing the world all the way to India. That led to the vision where Adrian and I ended up living. that led to the vision of getting an ocean-going ship so that we could carry people and books and vehicles, everything with us, and have a spiritual invasion of port after port. And that's been going on now for 38 years.
So how many ships do you have now? Is it two or three?
Right now we have three, but we're hoping to, when we get the new one, Lagos Hope, fully operated, because she's in the final stage of her refurbishment, we hope to pull Lagos 2 out of service, and so in the long term have two ships.
So tell us, how many people can the ship carry, and how many countries can it serve out in one voyage?
Well, each year it covers about 15 countries. Sometimes we're there for a week. Sometimes a bigger port, we're there for 3 weeks. And there's about 10 major ministries. It's not easy to understand the ship ministry. It's not a sightseeing thing. There are 10 major ministries based on the ship. The book exhibit, the mass evangelistic ministry, the conference ministry, children's ministry, film ministry, coffee bar ministry. Most of the people on the ship are in training. It's all volunteers. Many are young, just out of college, and so they are in training as they work, because there's a lot of work on a ship. But just to make it quick, that God has blessed that ship ministry more than we ever dreamed. That's why shortly after the first ship, which we got in 71, we got the Doulos, which is still sailing in around 76. And it's just amazing. 100 million people have been reached with the ship ministry. And tens of millions have actually been up the gangway, actually on the ship, to the book exhibit or a film show or a conference. Many, many thousands have experienced new life in Christ through this ministry. And a lot of other ministries have been born. Somebody comes to the ship, they catch a vision. Ship sails away, they end up starting a church or another ministry in the port city even as we sail away.
So tell me about the humanitarian relief work you guys do. You do some medical from the ship, and tell us about the
more of our relief and humanitarian work is done on shore. The ship sometimes helps, and the ship is certainly out spreading the vision through literature and film and conferences to deal with the HIV/AIDS crisis, to deal with the unborn, the sin against the unborn crisis. And we flood out books like True Grit, one of the most important books that we're offering free, including whenever I do radio broadcasts, all about women, what they're suffering and also what they're doing. But the bigger humanitarian relief work is done on shore in the tsunami crisis, earthquake crisis, extreme poverty crisis. And we have mercy projects in about 25 different countries. Some very big projects, some are very small projects. And we always put that together with seeing people come to Christ and become disciples, and to see living churches strengthened or born.
Well, and that's what I appreciate so much about the work of OM, and it's very practical. It doesn't just disseminate the gospel and literature, but you guys are involved in some very grassroots things and some very practical efforts to help people in poverty-stricken countries. Tell me about what you guys are doing with HIV/AIDS.
Well, number one, we're in a global program working with others for HIV/AIDS prevention. It is a preventable illness if people would follow God's pattern for living from the Word of God, if people just understood some basics that we talk about in our videos and our books, then there's a great chance they're never going to get HIV or AIDS. And then each country, because within OM, each field has, and we're in 100 countries, has the freedom to develop their ministry the way they feel it's best for their country. So some countries, like India, are more advanced than other countries. They actually have a special clinic hospice for people who have HIV/AIDS. We have a similar thing in a small way in Zimbabwe. We have a number of things in South Africa. We have what's called AIDS Link, that we're networking with all the different parts of OM and other groups that are trying to do something about this. There's a constant lack, of course, of finance, because a lot of people are not interested in the HIV/AIDS crisis. They have some funny ideas about it, and so they're not certainly not willing to put any funds into what we're trying to do.
So you encounter Christians that are reluctant to give to that particular aspect of your work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're even criticized. People think, well, this is some kind of a tangent from preaching the gospel. But first of all, those who have HIV, and if they cannot get the expensive medication, which is true in many countries, they know they're dying. So they're very open to listening to the gospel, and many of them are coming to Christ. So it's not an either-or thing. Do we preach the gospel, or do we minister to people's physical needs? They have to come together. We see that in many scriptures. We see it in the story of the Good Samaritan. So despite the criticism, we feel called to continue to move in that direction.
Well, I wanted to talk about a little bit more about True Grit, which is the book you just mentioned, and that you wanted to make available to my listeners free of charge. If they contact you, would you prefer that they email me and then I forward that to you, or would you like to share your email address and they can
I'm happy to share my email address. It's George, that's my first name, at Verwer, V-E-R-W-E-R, my last name, .om.org. And we'll make sure they get that book. There's a new title for it in the African edition called, and the Spanish edition, I think, as well, called Women on the Edge. Some people in Europe didn't know what True Grit was. They confuse it with John Wayne or something. But it's about 10 areas where women are suffering, like the sex trafficking thing, the female circumcision thing. It is really an important book in my own life, Nadia, because I was not affirmative enough to women, to what they're suffering, what they're facing around the world. I certainly was sitting in the back seat when it comes to the crisis of abortion. And through this book and many other things, God has really changed and changing our movement as well to be honest of how we have failed women, sometimes even in our own church. And we're really on the move now, and this book is just part of our toolkit to make it happen. So we're it also has stories in between these heavy statistics and facts. It has stories of just ordinary women being used of God out there in many parts of the world. So if people email me and just give a mail address where we can send this book, we're happy to send up to 10 copies if people want to become involved and proactive in helping us distribute it. One radio network in Great Britain took 30,000 copies, a Christian network, the biggest in Britain, and sent them to their constituency. That gives an idea of how God has his hand on this project, and this book is really taking off.
Well, and you've got a lot of very important information and statistics that you're not going to find anywhere. And one of the things I wanted to pull out from the book, you have a section here about soldiers that are being, children that are being recruited. It says tens of thousands of girls are among the 300,000 children fighting in today's armed conflicts at any one time. Some of them carry a fully automatic assault weapon by the age of 7 or 8. Children are sometimes called the invisible soldiers because governments deny they exist. They are kept out of media attention and end up vanishing, either killed, maimed, or abandoned. I mean, this is the kind of thing that is so important for us to be made aware of, because I think it's so easy for us to become complacent in our little niche of existence, and this information brings things and lays it at our feet that is a reminder of how much compassion we have to have for the world that is suffering outside of our realm. And this is such an important book, so I would encourage all my listeners to request a copy. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're talking today with George Berwer, the founder of Operation Mobilization. I encourage you to visit their website, which is om.org. And George, before we went to the break, we were talking about your the book that you're distributing, True Grit, Stories of Remarkable Courage. And I really appreciate what you've done over the years to encourage women to be more a part of missions and to step out and be and do some courageous things.
Absolutely, and we need to remember that probably 60% or more of all the missionaries in the world are women, and the stories of what they've accomplished, they've never been, you know, just fully written. And it's amazing, some of the great missionaries and great mission people are not even so well known in this generation. People like Helen Rosevere, raped in the Congo, and went through suffering beyond imagination. She's written three or four books. She's now moving toward 80, still taking meetings, and the total forgiveness she expressed toward these horrendous people that did such horrible things to her. Unfortunately, in our culture today, these great heroes of the faith are not well known.
Well, tell us about short-term missions that you're going into a lot of churches, and you're seeing a trend now where the churches are encouraging more and more people to serve in short-term
Oh, absolutely. In fact, some people would say it's almost out of control because some churches are just encouraging everybody to go. And that's become known as mission trips. And in some cases, there's really not enough training and preparation, because even for short-term missions, there needs to be training and preparation. On my website, you can find a little blurb, 10 people we don't want in missions. And I've just spoken at Mission Fest in Vancouver, Canada. About 15,000 people were there. And in the big Mission Fest magazine, they printed up that little 10 people we don't want, which seems to be making an impact in getting people, even in short-term or mission trips. This is younger and older people now, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of people are getting involved. There needs to be preparation. There needs to be training. There needs to be spiritual reality and prayer. And that's so we're trying to influence the short-term movement, which has now been going for 4 or 5 decades, to have quality. It cannot just be quantity. There must be quality.
Well, what are some of the misconceptions that people have when they go into missions?
Well, of course, one of them is the idea now that Americans, for example, are not really needed. The Nationals are doing such a great job. Some groups have given wild advertisements, you know, support a National for $30 a month. This has led to confusion. It's true in some countries like India, the National workers, most of our workers there are Indians, they can do the job best. But even there, much less other countries where there hardly is a church, great groups like the Muslims of India get left out. So the need for American, the right trained American missionary, short and long term, I believe is great as ever. And I talk about that in my own book. That's another book, by the way, people can get completely free of charge.
Out of the Comfort Zone, is that the one?
Yeah, Out of the Comfort Zone. When they might as well ask for both books at the same time and get the double blessing.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something in that. I wanted to read just one part of this that you say in Out of the Comfort Zone. You talk about counting the cost. To put your life, future, and career on the altar for the Lord of glory is no small affair. Luke 14 tells us that we must count the cost of what we do. For those who do go, there are distinct costs to be counted. There are 4 warnings I offer to people who are considering missionary work. And the first one is, your heart will be broken many times and you will face many disappointments. And, you know, I think a lot of people that have never been involved in missions kind of have this romantic idea of what a missionary does. And it's not very romantic, is it? It's sometimes
yeah, and
pretty
I think
very...
The hardest thing for many people, especially when they're young and they're growing in their faith, they more or less have this idea that, you know, all their prayers are going to be answered sooner or later. And, of course, prayer is such a vital ministry. My whole life has been dominated by prayer for over 50 years. But there is the mystery of unanswered prayer. And that's why books like Philip Yancey's Disappointment with God, or Ron Dunn's When Heaven is Silent, Dobson has done another similar book, that help us understand suffering, that help us when our hearts are ripped out because of unanswered prayer. Somebody we prayed for many, many times, and instead of coming to Jesus, they turn away from Jesus, maybe even turn against us. And we need to live in a real world, and prayer is not some kind of gigantic heavenly slot machine. We go and put in our phrases and we bang on the machine, or we cry and then our, you know, spiritual candy bar pops out. There's more mystery. And I think the final verses of Romans 11 are especially important in regard to that, the mystery of God. And my heart has been broken many times, but I keep holding high the shield of faith and keep pressing on.
Well, and that's the most important thing, is perseverance. We're going to take one more break, and I'd love to take your calls if you have a question for George, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the program. We're glad that you're listening in today, and I had a quick word from one of our sponsors I wanted to share. You might have heard one of our EN sponsors' commercials, Cartolite. This product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, or worn down, then you need Cartolite. Cartolite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. And I want to encourage you to visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. You'll find lots of useful information and interesting articles there. And a caller has asked that we announce a Ron Paul meetup in Parsons, Tennessee at Granny's Kitchen Restaurant Monday, February 4th. Call Cheyenne at 731-967-2933. George?
I'm here.
Yeah, you know, there's so many areas that we can talk about, and one of them is the fact that you travel all over the world. You have almost, 250, 300 speaking engagements a year?
Yeah, over 300 in about 25 countries a year.
So when you're traveling and you're in and out of a lot of churches, what are some of the popular teachings in the church today that you've seen that concern you?
Well, I think the whole message of easy believism is still an enemy. I'm absolutely convinced salvation is by faith alone. But it's a transformational faith. It's a dynamic faith. And if any person be in Christ, the Word of God says they are a new creation. So if people have believed on Jesus, but nothing's happened in their lives, they're no different than the non-Christian across the street, and then something has gone desperately wrong. It may be they've been, you know, in deception and have never really been born from above, because when we're born from above, the Holy Spirit indwells us and our lives are changed. I experienced that myself. I've seen it in thousands of people. And then you even get people that are just living in, you know, very open sin, and yet somehow they still believe, you know, that they're going to land up in heaven because they made some little decision when they were 12. That's a great deception. And even Dietrich Bonhoeffer, way back in Germany, a guy who resisted Hitler, wrote on this subject. And then on the other end of this perspective, you have this extreme lordship teaching where, of course, in the end, hardly anybody is saved. So I think there's a need for really balanced, solid biblical ministry that avoids extremes.
Have you seen much prosperity teaching?
That is one of the worst exports in the entire history of the United States, the extreme. We know God prospers people in his sovereign working, but not everybody. It's not a formula. It's not if you're prospered, it's spiritual. It's a God thing. You must be really special, and if you're not, well, you've probably done something wrong. This is just superstition. And, of course, we've seen scandal after scandal because usually with people living, we used to say, you know, high on the hog, almost always immorality comes with it. And we're seeing this in some of the African countries, and I think it's sad. That doesn't mean there aren't people who know Jesus caught up in that, but it's a terrible thing that we just always promising people, if you do this, this, and this, especially give money to our work, the whole seed money thing has gone completely bizarre. A lot of people in the end are hurt, and there's a massive backlash against this kind of thing. And if you look even what's happening in one or two of our famous Christian universities right now, you know, your heart will just break.
Which ones are those? I'm not familiar with.
Well, I'd rather not mention names on the radio, but one of the top universities is over 50 million in red, and yet all kinds of people involved, you know, have lived on a very, very high level, almost beyond comprehension.
Yeah, and you know, it's sad because ultimately they're defeating the purpose of what they set out to establish, which is the gospel, and it's contradictory to it. You know, I remember reading years ago about the statistics of missions to the Muslim world, and the statistic at that time was less than 2% of all evangelical missions is focused on the Muslim world. Why has that been traditionally such a difficult group of people to proselytize?
Yeah, we, of course, in these days, prefer not to use the word proselytize, but I know what you mean. And this is our biggest involvement. We have 800 people out there. I think the percentage has improved a little bit, but, of course, population explosion also throws a curve at the percentages. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. We're living in a world of 6 billion people, and of course we're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of millions of Muslims. There have been some breakthroughs, and Iranians especially are coming to Jesus, and the Berbers in Algeria coming to Jesus. But for one reason or the other, Christians avoid the hard places, avoid the hard challenges. And some of these countries, of course, have limited, restricted access, so you have to be more creative in how you get there. We, again, are doing everything we can to express our love for Muslims. We believe there's breaches of human rights in both directions. Muslims in some places are discriminated against and they're persecuted. That's also wrong. And I think it's as Muslims see the love of Christ and see that we accept them as people, whether they come to Jesus or not, we respect them, we respect parts of their culture, and we don't discriminate against them. So, of course, with the war going on in Iraq, the level of misunderstanding has gone up tenfold throughout the whole world because of false propaganda and lies that are just spread so widely in that part of the world. People over here cannot realize, you know, we're reading one thing, they're reading and watching on television something completely different. And so the gap between cultures is getting bigger and bigger. And if we're not scared of the reality of that, we must not have our heads screwed on. Did I lose you, Nadia? And I just really would appreciate prayer for what we're attempting to do among these people around the world, because I think it's the biggest challenge that we're facing in more ways than one. Even right here in the USA, really befriending these people and showing love to them. We're challenged also by what we're facing right now in Pakistan, a nation that really is on the edge. And of course, there are many believers in Pakistan. Another one working with a group called Shelter Now has just been murdered, leaving behind his wife, Sarah, and little two-year-old girl. So, Nadia, do I have you back? Another great challenge we're facing as we look out is the challenge of the rapid humanization in Europe, and the fact that Europe has become more and more anti-Christian. Even in Great Britain, where I live, through the media, Christians are made fun of and considered like narrow-minded bigots. So that's another big challenge, and we believe that Europe is a mission field. How can we begin to describe Greece, Spain, Italy, and what we're facing in those countries?
So tell me, how do you get people motivated to come to a decision? I know it starts in the heart, and then they attend some of these huge conferences like you have at Urbana in Canada. Tell us about that.
The biggest thing that gets people in missions is personal recommendation. Now, we believe in all the other things. We've got websites, my own website, georgeferward.com. You can go from there into more articles and websites than you can imagine. We take every kind of meeting. I take about 300. They can be small. They can be big. Always presenting the challenge of the Word of God. We constantly go back to the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Go into the world, and preach the gospel to every person. So we present the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit works in people's hearts. I've just come from another new recruits conference. About 170 or more new recruits gathered there in Germany, now headed out to different OM fields around the world. And, of course, OM, Operation Mobilization, is just one of many agencies that God has raised up. And on the field, we especially try to work together a lot.
Now, tell me about the training. You said there is a concern about a lot of people going into short-term missions. What does the church offer in terms of preparing people to have the proper training they need to go out in the field?
That's an important question, and one thing we need to understand. There are some churches in the United States, I minister all over the United States, they are light years ahead of other churches when it comes to discipleship, when it comes to missions. I'm sure you heard that even lately Bill Hybels of Willow Creek, after doing research in that huge church, came to the conclusion they're not really making disciples. So one of our greatest burdens is to help churches disciple people. And when someone comes on OM, there's training before they can even come. When they come, their first 1 or 2 years is all training. It's on-the-job training. There's the prayer nights. There's the intensive Bible study. There's the exposure to all the great truths of the Word of God, and especially understanding our relationship with God himself and how that teaches us how to have good relationships with one another. So training, spiritual development, that's the bottom line. And we thank God for some churches that are really into that. So when we work with those churches, the people are much more prepared when they come with us than people who come from really superficial churches where there's a lack of discipline, reality, the message of the cross, and basic biblical discipleship.
So, yeah, that's what it sounds like you're saying, is that true preparation for missions, whether or not it's short-term or long-term, is just simply good discipleship training.
Absolutely, and one of the things that stuns people in some of my meetings is I say the fact of the matter is discipleship and training is just as important for marriage as it is for missions. I often speak about marriage and missions, and I really believe a lot of people go into marriage with a very great lack of skills and discipline, biblical Holy Ghost reality to make that marriage really happen. So this idea, you know, if you're going to be a missionary, you really need to be trained, you need to be disciplined, buffet your body, take up the cross. But if you're going to remain in America, well, you know, here we can sort of take it easy and just mainly discuss what type of pizza we're going to have tomorrow night. It's right from the enemy. It takes a tremendous amount of biblical crucified living to be a disciple of Jesus in the United States, whether you're single or whether you're married. And that must be our message, or we're going to continue to have thousands of casualties, even among top Christian leaders, as we already do from Maine to California. We really have to get real about Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet I, not I, but Christ liveth within me. Unless people get into that, they're going to become one more casualty.
Well, how is it that the church has missed, well, from my observation, it's missed it to a large degree, the Great Commission, where Jesus said, go and make disciples of all men. Why has that been the one church in the world that has the most money and resources to mobilize missionaries? Why has it seemed to be that such a small percentage of finances in the churches in America are being spent on foreign missions?
Well, in my life, Charles Swindoll has been a great blessing, Grace Awakening, and some of those chapters have really hit me hard. And I try to have a Grace Awakened answer to that very important question. Number one, there are beautiful, exceptional churches. We have a lot of great churches in the United States. They don't get enough publicity. They're often hidden churches. God is on the move in this country more than some people realize. But the vast, and we lost a vast section of the church 30, 40 years ago through liberalism, through denying the Bible being God's Word. And even today, people are reacting to extreme fundamentalism. You know, we are fundamental people in that we believe the Bible is God's Word. But many extreme fundamentalists have tied all kinds of American cultural things to Christianity. That has turned off millions of people here and around the world. Because when we're just Bible thumpers and we don't have love, we don't have sensitivity, we don't have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that is a contradiction, and the enemy is using that. And then, of course, the overall strategy of Satan to get the church into lukewarmness. You know, Revelation 3, be ye hot or be ye cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. What a powerful passage. So the enemy is constantly trying to get people into lukewarmness, trying to destroy people's marriages. And I think we've missed using the weapons of our warfare, which Corinthians says are not carnal, but mighty unto God to the pulling down of strongholds. So there's a lot of factors in this great battle. And in the end, because I have this heavy negative streak, I'm trying to be positive and see what God is doing.
Well, it's hard sometimes not to be negative when you see, I mean, you travel so much, you're in and out of so many churches, you meet with so many different ministers and missionaries, and you really get a cross-section view of what's going on in the body of Christ worldwide. So I would imagine it would be sometimes a real challenge for you to stay focused on the message and you've always preached the message of grace to people, which is something I've always appreciated, and you have steered people away from legalism, which is so damaging.
And also understanding how God works. I wish there were more time to talk about that, because God works often within a mess. God can be doing a work even in a church that seems to be off the rails or lukewarm. God can be working through people that have clear blind spots in their lives. And a lot of Christian work, a lot of mission work, it is messy. There are many complexities. There are many misunderstandings that come in. There are a lot of controversies going on about how we do it and what's best. And yet, God keeps working. And so I just keep worshiping God. I have been every day since my conversion and trying to see what God is doing in my own life. I've had my failures and struggles. We've had heartbreaks in our own family. We just, especially on this 48th wedding anniversary, my wife and I, who's standing right with me, here, we're just trying to give thanks for all that God is doing around the globe and has done in our own lives, despite our failures and our weaknesses.
We have to keep with the vision, don't we? We're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Us here for our last segment of the program today, and we're talking with George Verwer, the founder of Operation Mobilization. George, we have just a few more minutes for the end of the show, and I'd love for you to share with us, this being your 50th anniversary of OM, what are some of the most poignant things that you have learned about your work through these years?
Well, I think it's a great question, and we're still keeping our spiritual antenna up to see what God is saying. But one thing for sure, without the reality of 1 Corinthians 13, that great Mount Everest chapter about love, the work gets hindered, people get hurt, and we're already going to have plenty of challenges. But this, I believe, without this reality, it leads to eventual destruction. So that's a big thing that's tied in with the whole challenge of being grace awakened as we face the challenges and the heartbreaks of life. The emphasis on prayer, I cannot say enough about that. I've been reading about the great 24/7 prayer movement that's spreading across the world. That's not an OM thing, but we try to tie into anything good that's happening among God's people. The need to spend more time in the Word of God. We are very biblical in our approach. I think most of the people in our ministry, 4,500 full-time around the world, I think most of those people are in the Word of God regularly, and that's vital for accomplishing our goals and aims, but also our own spiritual walk. And then not being ignorant of the enemy devices. I must confess, I do widely read. I'm not only learning from my experience of what I'm doing, I'm widely reading great magazines like Christianity Today, magazines that are not necessarily Christian. The Refugee magazine turned out by the UNESCO people, unbelievably strategic magazine, magazines on human rights. I also have a new book, by the way, on justice and human rights by Joseph D'Souza that I'm happy to send people as a gift. So there's just a few ideas that we've gleaned over these last 50 years in over 100 nations around the world and in almost every state in the USA. I'm off to Alaska as well in April, and I know God's working up there.
Well, where are some of the hottest spots right now or the greatest conflict where you have people on the ground?
The Darfur is the number one crisis in the entire world, in my view. 1 million displaced people, 200,000 dead in Western Sudan. We now have some openings there even to get New Testaments in. It's a more peaceful situation than it used to be. Of course, the crisis in Pakistan after the assassination of Bhutto is that nation is on the edge. The Taliban, Al-Qaeda is well positioned there in the northwest. That's always been a major field for us. The crisis of the Dalits, 200 million untouchables of India, tied in with this massive persecution and confusion over in Orissa. We're involved in that right now. That's just in our face today. There are just many global crises, and we're involved in a lot of them. The Sri Lankan war, we have people there. We have relief and development projects there, literature projects there. Our best writer, Debbie Miroff, who wrote True Grit, she's in Sri Lanka right now. So any way you can pray for us and stand with us, boy, we'd love to send you some more information or check out that website, Nadia, that you so graciously shared a little while ago.
Yeah, I want to encourage people to visit that, om.org. And if you want to send me an email to obtain those books free of charge, you can just email me at Nadia@republicbroadcasting.org, and I will forward that to George. George, God bless you so much. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. Look forward to hearing from some of you. It takes discipline to send that email. Let's go for it.
That's it. Thanks for listening today, guys. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
With recent international flights,